And summer's such a great time to feed that buzzy soul feeling.
It might be my Americana that I just had, but I'm feeling buzzy.
Welcome to Signal, the podcast that raises your frequency. I'm Maury Fontanez.
And I'm Melissa Grushka.
And today we're going to talk about the summer solstice. Dean, are you ready?
Very ready.
Hi, Bean.
Hi.
What's happening?
We're just having a day. My dog's jumping up on the computer over here. We're just
on the struggle bus of life today in trying to record this episode. For those of you that listened last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, our lovely producer Anais has moved on to new adventures. And it's Bean and I producing this podcast for a little while on our own. Until we find someone who wants to go on this adventure with us.
So send us your resumes.
Yeah. Buckle up. But we just had some tech moments. We had a lot going on. But that's okay. Listen, I think we can do it.
Yeah,
we can
totally.
Do it.
Totally.
We've got this.
Yeah,
we've got
this. I feel totally confident.
So how was your week?
My week was good. My littlest baby graduated a week or two ago from kindergarten.
Yay, Remy!
Yay, he did it.
This is your delight?
It's my delight cringe. It's more delight. I'd say it's 90 delight, 10% cringe.
Oh, okay.
Just because this is the building and the school and the community that really raised my children, all three of them. Yeah. They all went to preschool through kindergarten there and then on to public school. And
yeah.
This was it. This was like my last one, my last baby to go through the whole process, including the big graduation ceremony event at the end. And I cried and I cried and I cried and I had so much gratitude. I was like thanking everybody. And I was like, what? How beautiful. We went out on like the best note. It was so great. It was a little rocky with my middle one in between because she was in, it was COVID during her pre-K and kindergarten year.
Oh,
so it was right. Like weird. And then this one, then there were some staff transitions, and then this one just went so smoothly and beautifully, and the graduation was beautiful, and I was so thankful. I just cried. I'm just, the cringe is that I'm a little sad, like that it's such, it's the closing of a huge chapter in my life and my family's life.
Yeah, but it's really a moment when your youngest graduates from kindergarten. That's a moment in time.
I can't imagine like high school.
I know. I've been picking up school's over, obviously, but when I was picking up Raina towards the last week of school and seeing the signs that said congratulations graduates for the seniors, like I was getting a pit in my own stomach.
Yeah.
She's only a freshman, but I was like, oh my God, this is coming like a train head
totally.
On.
Totally. And there's no stopping it and not slowing it down.
Yeah. Aww. Well, that's a moment, Bean. No wonder you might be a little emo today during our episode.
Yeah, I got the feels. How about you? Hit me.
I got it. I have a delight. I went to a really awesome conference for one of my clients. I got to actually go on stage with Dylan and interview her, Dylan Mulvaney, who's been on the show and is a client of mine and also just a close friend. Anyway, but the conference is a beauty conference and the swag bag, I sent you pictures.
It
was a roller suitcase, like a carry-on roller suitcase. The suitcase itself was part of the gift. And then it was full to the brim of beauty products. Like when I tell you eyeshadow palettes, face creams, serums, hair masks, linen, like towels that are good for your face, anything you could imagane, a water bottle,
I feel like
vitamins.
I deserve half of it, honestly.
I agree.
Yes, as your support and your
you're right.
assistant, best friend, I deserve a decent amount of those swag bags.
Well, I did take out those do eye masks for you.
I do want that. I do want those.
I saved those for you. But what happened is Raina, teenage daughter, also invited one of her best friends over. And so I waited for them to come over. And then we did an unboxing. Like I didn't even open the suitcase until I had two 15-year-old girls in my room. And we had the best time.
The giddiness. Wow.
You must have
summer
been the
coolest
Fridays.
Mom. Yeah. Coolest mom ever.
You know, Summer Fridays is a big brand for these kids. So is Sol de Janeiro.
Oh yeah. I have a 13-year-old.
It was full of that stuff. So they were just in heaven.
Wow.
I know. And I took all the old lady wrinkle creams and stuff. It worked out really well.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, that was my delight. It was really fun. And I had a really great time there. And it was in Napa, which was so nice because there's such a thing called June gloom. I didn't realize in where I live in Santa Barbara. And so it is cloudy every day. It's literally been cloudy every single day in June.
Oh, wait, is this just Santa Barbara?
Well, it's in Santa Barbara. It's happening in LA. It happens in like the Bay Area. Yeah, it's like coastal towns.
Wow, that is sad. So it was sunny in Napa?
So it was warm. It was 90 degrees. It was sunny. I was living my best life. You know how I love, like, I'm like a lizard. I love that kind of heat.
It's always what I think of you as, a lizard.
When you being the lizard. Anyway, so we had a great time and now I'm back. And Amelia Bedelia is in the background there. What's she got going on?
She wants some Parmesan cheese like it's nobody's business. I had like a slab on my desk. I needed a nibble and she's like whimpering at me for more.
Oh, she's whimpering. I can hear her.
You hear her? I'm going to get
her. Wait, the best story about Amelia Bedelia is that Bean, first of all, her name is Amelia, but I call her that, is that when I was going there to visit, Bean was like, this dog is ferocious. She's terrifying. Everyone is scared of her. Oh my God. She was like a little sweet little lamb. She like came over and kissed me and loved me. And I was like, oh yeah, your ferocious dog is really scary.
That's because you are a light. And she immediately recognized it. You walked in, she was like, oh, it's Bean.
Oh, it's Bean, guys. I hear her voice all the freaking time.
Anyway.
Well, listen, Bean, I'm excited about this episode because we have timed this episode just right. Tomorrow, June 20th, is the summer solstice.
It sure is.
We wanted to do a little bitty episode. I think maybe this one will be a little shorter, but to celebrate the summer solstice with you guys and also to talk about how you can use this energy of the summer solstice to continue your journey towards the things that you want and desire. How do we think about summer as part of the program to our own journey, our own self-help, self-actualization journey? So we wanted to do a little summer solstice moment with you guys.
I'm loving it. And you nailed it. Tomorrow it is. And I looked up the actual time. It's 4:50 Eastern time is the actual moment. PM, 1:50 for you, PT, me, ET.
Got it.
And I thought the solstice was the whole day and the whole vibe, but it actually refers to the one moment in time when the sun is farthest north in the sky. And then right. It's not the whole day. So it's truly in that moment. So that's if you need to get naked and dance around and do some sort of vibey ritual circle, let's do it at 4:50 p.m. ET to celebrate the
in
solstice.
In the privacy of your own home. Or you could do it. I mean, if you want to get arrested.
Honestly, free that bird.
It's also the longest day of the year.
It is, exactly.
Which is really exciting. I love it when it's like 8:30 and it's still light outside.
I think everybody likes that. Do you know anyone who doesn't like that? Everybody is sad when the days get shorter.
Yeah, totally. Well, listen, I feel like there's so many associations with summer in my life. Like, what does summer feel like for you? Like, how would you describe the way you feel when it's summer?
Summer still brings me instantly back to my childhood. Because we had the pool that everybody came to all the time. So it was just filled with like family and fun and friends and love and running around and being outside till all hours and listening to the crickets and seeing the fireflies. My parents had like woods behind their house. So you'd be in the pool at night and then fireflies would be lighting up like the woods behind. It was just so, and I live right outside of Philly. So it's like very, everyone goes down the shore, quote unquote. That's what we call it here. Do you know that? You know that that's a thing?
You've also said it on the pod before.
Yeah. So this whole area, like summer is rejuvenating and brings life back to every single person here. Everyone loves it.
Summer on the East Coast is also really special because the summer nights are so perfect. Like it's warm. You can be outside in a tank top.
Yep.
You like the day just turns into the night and you're still doing your thing. Yeah. East Coast summer, I have to say, is my favorite.
It's good. It's also because you came out of that winter. Like every year we survive it and we're like, Jesus Christ. And then summer gets and we're like, yes, we did it. This is like our reward for doing it.
Yeah, totally. No, it's true. I really miss East Coast summer because here in California, when the sun goes away, it gets cold. So even if it's July, it's pretty chilly and we're right by the water. So it gets chillier. Summer for me as a kid is different than I think the way I think about it now as an adult and also similar. Like as a kid, so the same. Popsicles, sidewalk chalk drawings, like being outside until it gets dark, being in the park in the dark, the fireflies in the East Coast again.
Park in the dark.
Park in the dark. It felt like endless. Summer felt like such freedom and endless freedom. That's what it felt like, which is so intoxicating, that feeling.
Even when you said it, I was like, yes.
Excited. As an adult who works during the summer as much as she works during the rest of the year, it's changed its meaning a little bit. But aww. I do realize that the kids got out of school, and TJ and I both, the night that they got out of school, were like, oh my God, tomorrow morning gets to be so different. Because summer mornings now are so much more relaxed. It becomes more about you as the adult and what you need to do and like taking your time than it does about the scramble of like breakfast, lunches are packed, drive them to school. All of that gets to just stop. So like it does have a freedom to it too as an adult, I'm noticing. Like there's an easeful flow in my days now that it's summer for me.
When you were just saying how intoxicating it is, and we were just saying earlier about the brand Summer Fridays, they did it because they must have wanted you to feel that feeling of what Friday in the summer is like. Like it already feels like freedom, but then the weekend in the summer, it's like the world is your oyster.
Is there a better combination than summer and Friday? Listen, they're not sponsoring this podcast, but if you want to, Summer Fridays, we're available.
And we do love your products.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, also, we talked about like the mood thing. Obviously, summer and light has an effect on the mood.
Like, think about how cheerful you are in the summer, or like as summer's approaching, like how cheerful everything feels. Which
I feel like you're about to put on your white lab coat and give us some science of summer.
It did. I was actually curious why we all feel that way, if you must know. And there's actually positive and, believe it or not, negative things about
it. I don't believe that.
I'm sorry. You're going to
hear it. You're going to have to convince me.
I will. And once I say it, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. A couple things. Sunshine boosts serotonin levels, which we all know. And that improves. Yeah. And that's a huge contributing factor, though, to cheerful mood and happiness. And then all this extended hours of sunlight helps regulate our circadian rhythms, which, you know, majorly improves sleep and affects sleep and your overall mental health. So keep it going. Keep that light going.
So you sleep better in the summer?
I couldn't say that. I don't know if that's the case, but it definitely impacts your circadian rhythm because it's
positively.
Yes, positively. Not to mention it's lighter longer, so you're outside being active more. And as we all know, the more active you are, the better.
Yeah.
And with all of that light, the light is energizing. So you're like energized for longer because there's more light to be had. And then my favorite thing is vitamin D, because my mother once famously said, she is the sweetest, most darling little woman and never knows, like, I'm always, that's what she said and all of that. And she never thinks in those ways. And my mother once said very wonderfully, she said,
Hold on.
Yeah.
Just explicit joke incoming. I know my bean. I can see her face. Go ahead. Just wanted to give a warning.
She once said, everyone needs a little D. Because she was feeling strongly about the need for vitamin D and getting out in the sun. And she is correct in that everyone could use a little extra D. And we get so much D in the summer. And you can't not be excited about all the D, you know what I mean?
All the D in the summer does improve your mood depending
so much
on
D.
your sexuality.
Thanks, Debbie. Anyway, the negative, which you're going to immediately understand what I'm saying, is that when it gets too hot, there's like a sweet spot for temperature for us and how we function the best in temperatures. And summer does tend to get very hot, especially in a lot of places. So once you're, I forget what the number was, but when it gets too hot, it reduces your ability to think clearly and quickly and efficiently. And they did all these studies and they found that as the temperature rose, the parasympathetic nervous system, which is your anti-stress system, was lowered.
Oh, really?
When it's too hot, you're like more easily irritated, which makes sense, right? You know, when you're hot, you're like, I'm hot. I can't think. I'm like sweating. I feel disgusting, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's research that says it can make you moodier, more irritated. It raises cortisol levels, which induces a stress response. All these things. I know.
So keep it cool. Keep it chill this summer. Don't overheat.
Keep it cool and get your D. You know what I mean?
If the temperature is just right, really, it's about the access to light and how much light and vitamin D we're getting. But also, you're right, time outside has a huge impact on
totally. Me. We're in nature more. Yeah.
every single time I'm in a bad mood or depressed, every single time I remind myself, go outside, I feel better immediately.
Totally. I say to my kids, yeah, I'm like, you just need some fresh air all the time. I'm like, you need to drink water and you need some fresh air.
Yeah. Which sounds so stupid when you're a kid, because you're like, okay, but it's really about nature. Nature is so deeply healing, and summer gives us such access to that healing magic. Like
free healing. Yeah. It's really beautiful. Yeah.
100%. Okay. Well, thank you for that science of summer. I'm sad that there's negative, but I get it. You need to not be overheating. You know how
when it's too hot. Have you been in Florida in the summer?
Jesus. Yes. Christ.
Oh my God. It's like, what?
To anyone who lives in Florida.
We don't hate the state. I'm just saying I can't do 90 degrees and humidity. I can't.
Yeah. No, it's a lot. It's overwhelming. Or the first time I ever went to Iran was in the summer. I was 12. Well, the first time I went, I was one, but I don't remember. But the first time I remember going, I was 12. And, you know, Iran is an Islamic republic. So girls and women have to cover their hair and from like head to toe. Oh my God. I thought I was going to pass out because it was like middle of summer. Some parts of Iran are not the desert, by the way, guys, but some parts are. So like if you're doing, you know, we were doing a lot of touristy things and visiting lots of like ancient sites. And man, that heat while being covered up, that was
oppressive.
Yeah. I mean, literally.
Literally.
Oppressive. Okay. But back to the summer solstice. So let's talk about the summer solstice. I want to give everyone a few little things they can think about. Maybe some rituals you guys can do tomorrow on the summer solstice. Or if you're listening to this afterwards, it's okay. Just go ahead and bring the energy of the summer into the moment. So the summer solstice occurs at the moment the Earth's tilt is toward the sun at its maximum. So the Earth is tilting towards the sun at its maximum level. So on the summer solstice, the sun is going to appear at its highest elevation that is going to make that day the longest. And summer solstice throughout time and ancient cultures has really been a moment of spirituality as well. Just like the winter solstice we talked about in the past has been about, you know, inward and darkness and, you know, what the darkness does and how, you know, things can cultivate in that space and grow inward.
Right.
Summer solstice was also seen by a lot of cultures as a different moment spiritually. So do you want to hear about some of these ones?
Please. And thank you. I would love to. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to talk about ancient Egypt first. So in ancient Egypt, the summer solstice represented for them the coming of the brightest star, Sirius. Sirius is the brightest star. And so what would happen is, you know, when this brightest star, Sirius, would show up, not long after, the Nile would begin to flood its banks because of, obviously, now we know what's happening in the climate and what's happening in...
But back then, they were like, whoa... Yeah.
Right. So when the star shows up, the Nile floods its banks. What happens? All of a sudden, the land is totally abundant because there's all of this water. It's watering everything. Everything is fertile. And so the Egyptians believe Sirius was responsible for the floods and considered that the start of the new year, actually, because it was about abundance.
Oh, wow. Love that.
Yeah. So in ancient Egypt, this was the new year, the summer solstice, which I love.
Oh, yeah. I kind of love that too.
Ancient Romans celebrated it through the festival of Vestilia, and that was in honor of the goddess of the hearth. So this is also about abundance.
Right.
And married women would bring offerings to the temple of Vesla, hoping that the goddess would bestow blessings on their families. Vesla was the protector of married women and virginity and was exclusively a goddess for women. So this was a time to really honor Vesla, to honor the goddess, and to really ask for this abundance to be bestowed on your family as a woman. They'd bring offerings like a sacred cake I read about, which had this like really strict recipe that water had to come from a sacred spring to be used to make the cake. And it couldn't come into contact with the earth. And they had to do all these blessings to make this cake and take it. But it was really a time of inviting in blessings from this abundant goddess.
I want someone to find this cake recipe and do it for the solstice.
Let's see if we can link the cake recipe.
Let's see if we can
find it. Don't our editors love when we do this? Link the cake recipe in the show notes. Another really common culture that's thought about when you think about the summer solstice are the pagans. Yeah. So in Northern Europe, the pagans celebrated it, the summer solstice, with bonfires. They believed that they banished evil spirits and demons and really cultivated more magic with these bonfires. Ooh. So bonfires are a recurrent theme across cultures around summer solstice celebrations, which we see to this day.
There's a lot of bonfires on the beach. The best.
Totally. So you can thank the pagans for that. Wow. And the idea around the bonfires was that they were going to push these spirits away. The Celtics also would worship around bonfires and had an association with bonfires and the summer solstice. And they believed that it opened a path toward light. So launching oneself over the fire, like jumping over the fire, would purify the soul, burn away impurities, and put you into the light, which, by the way, Persians do for the spring solstice in Persian New Year. We jump over the fire for the same reason. It's to cleanse yourself of impurities. So fire and light in the Celtic tradition was really this moment in the summer solstice to say, I'm inviting in the light to shed into the darkness.
And that we do in the summer. That we do. Yeah. Yeah.
So when you see a bonfire, think about the pagans and the Celtics. And then, of course, we have to talk about Native Americans who also celebrated the summer solstice in multiple different ways, depending on the tribe. The Sioux were famous for a sun dance taking place during the solstice day. And
I love that.
Right. And that was to invite the same concept of light and new beginnings in. There's actually a landmark. It's called the Bighorn Medicine Wheel in Wyoming.
Yeah.
And it was designed by that tribe to align with the sunrise and sunset during the solstice. So tribes would converge around the Bighorn Medicine Wheel and converge for sun gazing and do their dances and their sacred ceremonies around the summer solstice. And they had designed the wheel to capture the sun at the right time during
the solstice. Is it still there?
I think so.
Wow. I'd like to do that next summer solstice, please.
I know. Let's meet up in Wyoming.
See you
next
in Wyoming.
June. See you in Wyoming. So I think all of this to say that, you know, clearly there is deep meaning to this moment in time. And every time a season changes, we like to believe here on the pod that it's important just to take a minute and stop and explore, what does this mean beyond me? What does this mean within me? What can I use this moment in time, this new season coming in, to invite in? So we wanted to talk a little bit about, how can you guys use this summer solstice energy to invite in all the good things that you are trying to create in your life?
Yes. I was just going to ask you that, actually, was how can we use this moment to connect to us and our intuition and our soul and everything? We did this in the winter one, and I really liked it. Yeah. It really flipped the idea of winter in my head around, that you invite this hibernation rather than find boredom in it. You invite the stillness and you welcome it and you use it for a greater purpose. So what is the greater purpose for the summer solstice for internally?
Well, and I think that the summer solstice purpose, which I'm going to share some of the spiritual meanings or some of the things that you can invite in, is less surprising than the winter solstice being helpful, because we have a hard time with going inward. We have a hard time with, obviously, darkness and shadow and, you know, all of the things that come with what you would think about winter, which is when plants are dying and things are, you know, regenerating under the earth. So it is more surprising to think of that as something that's productive to your life. I think that when I share what summer solstice can represent, it's not going to be so surprising, because we naturally, what you'll find, is do a lot of these things and think in a lot of these ways, because the light, the sun, the warmth, the D really encourages us to, like, organically and intuitively invite a lot of this stuff in anyways. So a couple of things. The first thing that the summer solstice means from a spiritual standpoint and energetic standpoint is the idea of transition. It can really represent the transition from, you know, this darkness to light, from all of the things that you've been working on, squirreling away, kind of doing that introspection, and then transitioning them out into the world, this external action of the things that are internal. And so one way to think about this for yourselves around this summer solstice is, what has been hibernating inside that I'm ready to offer to the world? What can I bring out and externalize during this new transition time of externality, of more light shining on the things that matter to me that I've been working on in my internal world. Your eyes are wide as saucers.
Well, now I'm trying to think, what am I trying to put out? What can I use
this? So write that down. That's one thing you can do to think about the summer solstice productively. What can I do that's been inward that I can bring outward? Which is the second, it takes me to the second thing, which is the summer solstice can really represent new beginnings. It's a time of newness. It's a time of really starting things. It's a time of brightness, of shining light on things. When you shine light on things and you water them, they grow. So what are some new beginnings that are starting to take form in your life? And by the way that I think, I know I'm shimmying my shoulders, guys, because
you keep shimmying like it multiple times. You do. This solstice is really doing it for you.
It's true. The way that I think about this too, energetically, is that nothing is by accident. Nature is a part of the way that we are meant to interact with energy.
Right.
It's there to facilitate our lives. It's there to facilitate our growth and our evolution.
Right.
And so don't be surprised if these new beginnings are already naturally sprouting around this time, because it is happening on a subconscious level. It's happening on an energetic level, and nature is a part of that. It's like nature is on your team. It's there to help bring things forward. It's help there to make you go inward during the winter. So it's not about me saying, go create a new beginning right now. It's actually, I'm saying, what are some new beginnings that are starting to blossom during this season, and putting your attention on them. Wherever your attention goes, energy flows. That's going to make that thing expand.
It's one of my favorites. Yeah.
So new beginnings. Another one is creativity, which, by the way, we have a treat for you guys next week. We have a really great guest
Who's
going to talk to us about cultivating creativity in our own lives. So listen for that episode next week. But the energy of the solstice can really open us up to being more creative and to being more excited about or enthusiastic about or passionate about manifesting our inner ideas externally. So pay attention to if there's a buzz of if there's a buzz of creativity happening for you, you know, some of that is that summer solstice energy facilitating that too.
I actually feel like my creativity has been squandered lately. So I'm now going to see if there's anything poking up now.
Well, and how beautiful would it be if you were for tomorrow to set an intention that said,
I'm doing it.
Like with this summer solstice energy, I would like to invite in more creativity or more access to my creativity.
I would, truly.
That's a beautiful intention to set for the solstice.
I think in the winter one, we did something you told me. I don't know if it was a real thing or just something you and Anais did together where you would, I think, write an intention, either throw it in a fire or light it. Was that a winter related or that's just in any time? Can I do this for the summer one?
That was write down the things you're ready to let go of and burn them.
Burn.
Yeah. Yeah. But now this is, what do you want to invite in? What do you want to manifest externally?
I know, but I want like a little ritual associated with it.
Yeah. Let's talk about rituals. I just want to say the one more thing from an energetic spiritual standpoint that the summer solstice can represent that might be valuable for you to think about in your life is healing. That this is a moment where the light gets to shine into the shadow places and heal those things that we hold shame, judgment, and guilt around. How can you use this moment energetically that nature is providing you during the summer solstice to say, I'm ready to shine light on this thing that I've been hiding in the shadows. I'm ready to invite in brightness and love and, you know, good energy into these spaces that have felt so bad for so long.
And those dark places feel so scary. And I feel like summer is such like a safe time to work on something that feels really scary because everything else feels so kind of like supported in the summer.
That's such a good point, that it might be more easily, readily accessible to do some of the hard inner work during the summer because your environment is reflecting brightness, and that you might go do a really hard therapy session or coaching session or whatever, and then walk out into the sunshine afterwards and not feel so heavy.
Right. Head down the shore. You know what I mean, Philly folks?
Head down the shore.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so those are some of the things. And listen,
great.
As you're listening, like if those spark any ideas for you, awesome. Write them down and pursue them.
Go for it. I love that. I really love the energy around the solstice. But what are actual, you know me and my, I like actual steps, tools. Like not just like think about it. Even though I love thinking about it and I love all of that, I like actual steps that I can take. What are some little things we can do in the summer to help facilitate the growth that can occur in the season?
Awesome. So, I mean, a couple of things you can think about with the summer. One, I would really use this solstice and this season to be mindful about boosting your mood.
Yes.
How can you think about the ways that you have been struggling, you know, where you're noticing your mood is dragging you into a place that feels difficult or low? What can you commit to today? What can you commit to when you think about this energy of the summer solstice, of the brightness, the light, the new beginnings? And so one tool you can do right now is write down three commitments. This summer, I'm going to do these three things to bolster my mood every day or every week. I'm going to go down the shore. I'm going to be outside more often. I'm going to just go and lay in the grass and feel the sun on my face. But how are we going to make the most of this opportunity of sunshine and brightness and growth and life bursting forward to feel that represented in your inner world too? Write down three commitments for how you're going to make the most of this.
Do you know what else I really love? I was just thinking of something that I was like, I'm going to really utilize this summer, is that little window in the morning, if you wake up early before it gets really hot and it's still kind of breezy and quiet. I love that part of the mornings, especially down the shore, where it's, you're not sweating yet, but it feels so good. That's a great time for me to get outside, I think, for mood boost.
Yeah. Yeah, I do love the morning. You're right. The summer morning thing has a certain like buzz to it. I'm shaking my shoulders a lot.
This is the summer solstice shimmy.
It's a shimmy episode.
I love what it brings to you.
Well, because I think it brings, actually, this is going to be the second ritual I was going to talk about. It's like it brings a buzziness.
Excitement.
There's a buzziness that summer has. So I would love for us, and maybe I'll do a little meditation with you guys today to help capture this. Maybe that'll be the third tool I give you.
Let's do it.
But what I was going to say is another tool or ritual you can think about with the summer solstice is, how do I want to take this internal buzziness I have and manifest it into something creative? Like, think about your relationship with creativity and how whatever is in your inner world that you want to bring out to the external world that maybe you've been afraid of, or imposter syndrome has told you, no, you can't.
I really need this episode right now.
Right?
Or more than ever.
Like all of those darker thoughts that are telling you can't, shouldn't, contract, small. Summer is saying big, expand, abundance, do it, right? Like, how can you right now think about what's something that has been playing around in my mind, or a desire that I have, an idea that I've been squirreling away secretly because I feel like I can't necessarily bring it to life, or I don't have the skills, or whatever limiting belief systems are there. What is an idea you want to start to work on this summer? How can you use this energy of abundance, of expansion that the summer brings, to infuse it into this idea and start to just bring it out into the external world? What are a few things you can do right now to start to take this idea that's inside and make it be outside?
Oh, I love it. I feel good and buzzy. Now I'm ready for that meditation.
Now you're shimmying.
Now I'm shimmying. I want to shimmy right into your summer solstice meditation.
Other thing, guys, travel. Don't ever underestimate the power of travel. People have time off, kids have time off, whatever it is, even if it's just a day trip somewhere. When we get out of our day-to-day routine and our day-to-day surroundings, our minds are free to think differently. And when you are able to perceive things differently, that's when you make new things happen. So if we want to talk about new beginnings, inviting a little bit of adventure, a little bit of a different experience from the norm during this time is really an excellent way to expand your mind, expand your soul, like
reset.
Really start to feel. Yes, reset, and really start to feel your soul. feel the magic of what is possible within you. Don't you ever feel that way when you go somewhere new?
Yes.
Do you ever feel your soul like buzzing? Yes.
Which is why I feel like travel is the secret answer to all things if you have the means. But yes, it always feels that way when I travel. I always feel that way. Yeah.
Your soul gets a little like, ooh, you know why? Do you know why that happens?
No, I'm learning lessons. Why?
Because all that your soul desires is expansion. That's it.
Yeah.
Your soul is here to grow through your experiences in this human body. So when you give it, when you feed it new experiences, new environments, it's buzzing because it's like, ooh, this is the thing. This is what I'm here for. And I'm expanding through this. And summer is such a great time to utilize that energy, to have that kind of new experience and feed that buzzy soul feeling.
It might be my Americano that I just had, but I'm feeling buzzy. Oh, God.
All right. So are those good tools? Do you think that that's, would you use them?
Yes, I'm doing it. I'm doing it at the solstice. I'm writing and I'm going to really put it out there.
Amazing. You can also like plant something. The intention, the ritual of writing down what you want to bring to life and then going and planting something in that moment, a seed, a plant, a flower, a bush, a tree.
Yeah, I was just going to say, which we're all doing right now. I mean,
totally.
We're not all doing it, but yes, like I just did it yesterday with my little guy. We like got one of those egg cartons and we planted all the different seeds in it.
Yes.
And then to watch it grow, it's always like, wow, grow.
But think about the analogy. This is the ritual I want you to do if you're interested. Write down the thing you're trying to manifest in this life. Write down the thing that little idea that you want to see become real. Write it down. Take a deep breath. Go plant something that you can watch grow as you watch that idea manifest. Let it represent the growth of that idea.
Wow. I love that. I'm really excited for this meditation. Can we do it?
Yes. Okay. So we thought that a different way to end an episode would be for me to do what I do with my clients a lot, which is walk them through a meditation. We're not going to make this very long. So this will probably take about 3 minutes. If you guys have 3 minutes, if you want to pause and go somewhere where you can get comfortable or just wherever you are, stop for a minute. All it's going to require is for you to close your eyes. But I just wanted to give you a 3 minute summer solstice meditation to invite in all of that beautiful brightness, light, abundance, and joy into your inner world so it can manifest in the external world. So take a minute. Go find somewhere, close your eyes. Bean is going to do this with you. And we're just going to start by gently closing our eyes and just relaxing your body. So you're just going to do a quick scan from the top of your head. Anywhere that you notice tension, I'm just going to ask you to invite that muscle to relax. So starting at the top of your head, any tension, just bringing awareness to it and asking it to relax down your face. Your jaw, if your jaw is tight, just loosen it. Open your mouth even slightly. Down your neck, any tension there, just inviting that muscle to let go. Down your shoulders, dropping your shoulders down as much as you can. Really inviting those muscles to relax. Down each arm, forearm, to your hands, your fingers. Just letting those muscles let go and relax. Down your chest, any contraction there is free to let go in this moment. Down to your stomach, any knots, any contraction is free to relax. Down your pelvis, down your legs, your thighs, down to your knees, any tension there is free to go. Down your calves and the front of your legs, down to your feet. Feeling your feet sinking into the earth, really grounded into this beautiful land that is holding and supporting us. As everything relaxes, feeling yourself sinking into this land, letting it support you. And you're just going to take a deep breath here. This is a 4, 7, 8 breath. I'll count for you. You're going to breathe in for 4 seconds. Hold your breath for 7 and release for 8. So let's do that together now. Breathe in for 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 7. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and out for 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Beautiful. And now that you're in this state, I want to bring your awareness to your third eye, or the space right in between your eyebrows on your forehead. And I want you to become aware that projecting out from this third eye place, this space in between your forehead, is the big, bright, beautiful sun. Becoming aware of the sun, feeling the warmth that emanates so naturally from it, feeling the light that emanates so beautifully from it, that is here to support growth and all of the beautiful light within each of us reflected through this sun. Just feeling that warmth and that light from the sun, seeing it positioned there right above you in the sky, and noticing that as you become aware of it in this position, you can start to feel the energy of that bright, warm glow coming in through the sun right into that center of your forehead between your eyebrows. Becoming aware of the energy of the sun coming into the center of your forehead through your eyebrows. And as it comes in, feeling the energy of warmth and of light, and the buzz that comes in with that warmth and light as it enters you through your third eye, or that center spot of your forehead, and becoming aware of a channel right through the center of your body, right from your forehead, down your face, through your throat, down your chest, down your stomach, to your pelvis, right to where you're seated. This gorgeous channel of light that is being poured in and fully resourced endlessly by the sun. Feeling that sunlight pouring in through your being, from the top of your head, through your body. And now for a moment, just focusing on how that energy feels in your system. Just breathe it in. And as you breathe in, I want you to notice that this light channel within you grows even bigger. Breathing out any doubt, any noise. Breathing in again, noticing that this stream is expanding even wider within your being, taking up more space. Breathing out any doubt. Breathing in, noticing that this light channel expands even deeper so that now it's touching every cell within your body. Breathing out any noise. Taking your awareness to all of those cells, all those mitochondria in your body, and how they are now breathing this light energy, this sun energy, into each and every one of those cells. Watching those cells light up with the warmth and the light and the joy energy of the sun. Watching every cell of your body, from your head to your shoulders to your stomach to your feet, embody this same sunlight. And just take a moment to feel that as it swirls around inside you. You guys can sit as long as you want. You can pause this here and sit with this visualization and really feel it in your body. Thank you. All right, Bean, how was that?
It was good. It was actually very much needed. I didn't realize how much I needed to sit for a second.
Oh, good.
Now I want you to have it, though. You had to lead it, so you weren't having it. Can I do it for you?
I do this every morning. I did it in the morning.
Good.
But really, I'm just hoping that what that does is help you to internalize all of this beautiful summer solstice energy and go out there and bring to life something exciting, something new. Let your inner world manifest in the external world.
And reflect the power that is the summer.
All right, Bean, we got to do Melissa's famous takeaway or else this wouldn't be an episode. So please do that. But before we hear Melissa's famous takeaway, I'm going to interject right here and just say one thing you can do for us to help us manifest our dreams is to please, please share this episode with someone. The more that you share, the more our listenership grows. The more our listenership grows, the more able we are to do things like hire a producer and continue making this podcast. So genuinely, your support of this show in listening, number one, but also sharing it is what's making it possible for us to make this show. So please, as a summer solstice gift to us, if you could share this with someone, we would so appreciate it. All right, Bean, Melissa's famous takeaway. Take it away.
I don't have any new insight. I just have kind of a summary of what the vibe is, which was take that power of summer, which every single person I feel like can relate to, and harness it and use that excitement to bring out something new in you and put that excitement towards something that you've been wanting or feeling or desiring. And it becomes more powerful because externally there's all this great energy out there. And then if you have it internally, you can just make it a whole.
Perfect. Well said as always, Bean. That was great. Happy summer, everyone. Happy summer solstice, Bean.
Happy summer.
We will see you guys again next week with a new episode. And until then, have a great week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
This has been another episode of Signal, the podcast that raises your frequency. This podcast is co-hosted and produced by myself, Maury Fontanez, and Melissa Grushka. Special thanks to our sound editors, Arman Kassam and Anushree Thekadeth. Make sure to join us next week for another episode.